made over $1 million with 5 locations combined. So, you know,
I just with the chair.
Just with the chair. And that's just with the insurance, not with cash, just insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
So insurance, so 200 grand per location, just for the pelvic chair, insurance reimbursement only, not private pay revenue.
Correct.
Holy crap. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Pursuit of Profit podcast. Our guest this week is Erica Sanchez. She's the co-owner of VJuve Med Spa. Med spas are gaining popularity for many reasons, and one of them being that modern medicine focuses on treating symptoms rather than treating and addressing the root cause. So you have millions of people that prefer non-invasive treatments like hormone optimization, which you won't get in modern medicine, weight loss therapy, skin rejuvenation, pain recovery. And again, they prefer non-surgical, non-pharma treatments. VJuve actually began with a pelvic machine called the pelvic floor machine that was helping men and women with incontinence. And then as the brand evolved, they've added many services, which we get into in this episode. It's very interesting. This is a young emerging brand operating in a space with tremendous demand. I think you can enjoy this episode. So thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Thank you. Well, Erica, welcome. Welcome to the show. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Dare.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time out of your what looks like a very busy schedule to spend some time with us. We were very intrigued with your brand, so I'm happy to have you on. And I have to tell you, you know, we always do research before we have a guest come on the show.
Okay.
So I'm going to start out with, you know, a no-nonsense question. You seem fearless to me of what I'm reading and what I'm seeing, right? Highly confident, highly motivated, highly driven. How did you get there? How did you overcome these fears as an entrepreneur? And where is all this drive and determination coming from? The more I learn about you, the more I'm just seeing drive, motivation, right? grow. You're hustling. Give us some background there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying that. And thanks for doing a lot of research on me. I'm not really used to that. But I mean, I would say, well, the great thing is that I have experience working for franchisors in the past. I worked with Massage Envy, you know, other wellness brands in the past. And building this VJ Med Spa with my business partner was not really easy. We've had a lot of obstacles, but I guess, you know, the drive that I have is that I really believe in our mission and helping our people. As you know, we have a great model where we help people with pelvic issues, right? And the clinic that we owned is literally giving people back their dignity, you know? So the pelvic chair and all those other services are luxury items for a lot of people who are very wealthy. So what we've done is we found a way to work with the insurance company. So we really believe in giving back and really helping our people get those kind of benefits covered through the insurance, and that expand into other medical spa services and beauty and wellness and chronic pain and things like that. So I guess when people come to our clinic and they say, you know, Erica, you know, thank you for helping us, and they can walk now and they're not peeing themselves, and giving back their dignity has always been, I'm like, okay, we're doing something good. And then we opened up multiple locations, and we sold a franchise, and we sold another location. And for a moment there, I guess we take a moment to just look at the bigger picture and say, okay, we're doing something good, you know, let's keep going. So,
absolutely.
Yes.
Talk about some of those obstacles. That's what a lot of business owners don't do. I love that you led with that. Talk about some of the obstacles of being a franchisor now. So you're franchisee, franchisor, you're playing in all these fields.
Yeah.
What were some of those obstacles?
Oh, man. Yeah. So I got to play in a lot of different departments in my career. I worked with the franchisees when I was very young, you know, worked my way up from manager to, you know, district manager to director. And there's always been obstacles. One thing that I've learned is dealing with people, okay? Being able to learn how to handle people has always been a challenge for me in the beginning when I was very young. And you know, working with franchisors, working with franchisees. The franchisees are, you know, either attorneys, they're engineers, they're doctors. They have different backgrounds and sometimes different cultures, you know, and different religion and different way of seeing life. So being able to learn how to work with everyone, and not also to not to forget working with your employees too. Then you have a whole team that you need to supervise and lead. Then you, now you're leading the, you know, your franchisees. It's a lot of Absolutely. Role that you're playing. It's not easy. And I'm 35, you know, I'll be 36 this September. And, you know, I tell my partner, my business partner, I'm like, you know, I'm glad that I learned all of this at a younger age so that I can, you know, bring my skills that I learned in the corporate world working at, you know, Wellbiz Brands and Amazing Lash, and put it in effect here in my own company. But I love what I do. So that's the difference. So like, even though there are obstacles, I just wouldn't stop doing it.
Right. I love it. You fight through them and you overcame them. And here you are scaling a business. That's right. 80 hours is nothing when you love what you do.
Exactly.
It's like, it's 80. People are like, wow, 80. That's crazy. That's like public accounting crazy hours, right? And it's like, but it's really not work. It's what Warren Buffett said. Do what you love. You never work a day in your life.
Absolutely.
Like, you have to do the things that you love. You're obviously very passionate about this vertical. I'm so intrigued by this business. Let's talk about I want to know where the name came from, right? This VJuve Med Spa.
Yeah.
This is one. I know you're involved in several investments, but for the purposes of today, I really want to just hone in, laser focus on VJuve. Tell us about it. Then where did the name come from? Talk about Tina a little bit and your involvement in it.
Yeah.
And just kind of level set the audience so they know, okay, absolutely. I get the brand.
So I do want to give recognition and you know, credits for Tina. She's the founder of VJuve. Many years ago, she was the one who had a problem with the pelvic, you know, so she had she calls it an alien, a big cyst, a sack of just water fluid in her ovary that it affected her life, you know. And after an incident at her house where she was running across, you know, her house, it burst and she was literally peeing the whole time, right? And it wouldn't. Then at that point, what happened is that big cyst, the alien, pushed all her pelvic down. And when that happens, pretty much pushed everything down. So now your sexual life is, you know, in effect. And then now you're peeing yourself, you know, you're sneezing and you're peeing. So she found a chair, and that chair, it was electric magnetic wave pulses, you know, that helps straighten the core of those muscles and the walls and get it back where it needs to be. So it basically does all that kind of work. So it's really cool technology, super expensive machine. And, you know, and doctors are charging, surgeons are charging $800 per session, minimum per 28-minute appointments. So she took her 401k money out, and bought the machine, put it in her house, and, you know, was able to, you know, fix herself. And then she started telling people, and her friends came over at her house, and then her friends referred to the other friends, and then she had to open up a studio. Then she opened up a studio, and then the studio had a lot of appointments coming in. So she ended up, what is the POS system, right? And she doesn't know what those are. And then I need a scheduling appointment. So she used her calendar. So little things that as a new owner, you know, you have to learn, right? And you'll know that. And she ended up doing that. I actually met her 3 years ago because she wanted to expand across the world. And I'm a franchise developer as well. And I said, okay, let me help you. I can help you scale. But the problem with that was she didn't feel comfortable giving access to people the codes for billing insurance purposes, because people can not report correct appointments, and that's a huge fraud. So to prevent that kind of stuff, we wanted to stop the franchise. So when I told her, look, Tina, I don't think you should stop franchising because you have something very valuable. Why don't you implement a medical spa? And then she's like, well, you do the medical spa. You become my partner. Let me drag you along. And I'm like, okay, let's do it together. So,
unreal. You know,
I have backgrounds and in wellness and beauty. So I launched the medical spa, and then I launched the chronic pain machine with her. And we basically did a combo brand together with my experience with her innovation ideas. We got the pelvic, the medical spa, which is all holistic. And then we had the pain recovery, which is through also insurance for people who have chronic pain and are also covered through insurance. So all the franchise owners will have the benefit of being able to work with the insurance companies and accept insurance at their medical spa locations for chronic pain and pelvic. So it's very unique. It doesn't exist out there. And we're actually giving the franchise.
It is unique.
We're giving the franchisee owner a royalty back. So instead of having them pay for the equipment for the pelvic and the chronic pain, which is super expensive, we're going to help you. We're willing to just buy the equipment and put it in your clinic. And, you know, we'll share royalty together. We want to be long-term partners with you on that. So it's very unique.
What is the cost of the machine? I saw this 10% rebate or we cover the cost of the chair. What is the cost of this pelvic chair?
Yeah. So the equipment alone in general, there's other equipments involved. The initial investment for equipment only can be from $300,000 from a studio level, if you do a small studio, to a full-on medical spa, it can go up to like $800,000, right? Because medical equipment is very expensive. The chair alone can range between like a pre-owned one from like $100,000 to $200,000. So it all varies. We've done deals with our vendors directly, but we want to help the franchisee so we don't have them buy the equipment. Not for the chair. Instead, we take the equipment in their medical spa, and then we just share a percentage together, but it's like a combo, like a ghost kitchen. You cross train your employees to run the medical spa, the pain recovery, and then the pelvic business. You know, so
unreal.
All in
that
one
was
location.
Smart. Mm-hmm. So that is very interesting. So you being the franchisor are fronting the money. You own this piece of equipment. Let's just refer to the chair. You own the pelvic chair outright. You own it, the franchisor. You're placing the chair in the franchisee's location and doing a revenue share on whatever revenue it generates.
Absolutely, because we want to be a long-term partners with those franchisees. Man. And they are the pelvic, at the end of the day, is our business. But we want to give the owners the opportunity to be part of that. But also, we go on TV segments a lot. We go on a lot of television segments all across. So we're going to bring traffic. Immediately the owner opens up a location, we're kind of guaranteeing that you're going to have traffic because you're literally accepting appointments and they're not paying you. We do have a membership program for those who don't have insurance, but it's still a lot less than paying $800 per session, you know?
Plus, the expense of this chair, is that not a barrier to entry for a lot of competition in the market? I mean, aren't you really one of the only people doing this in your area? Seriously, who's spending $100,000-$200,000 on a chair? And right now the audience is saying, I don't even know what they're talking about.
What
is a pelvic chair? Is this really an issue? Just for the audience, urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence, this is a very big issue.
Yeah.
At some point in life, I think it's like 80% of, let's say 80% of women or some crazy number in their lifetime will be affected somehow by this. Is it chronic? Is it regular? Maybe not.
Yeah.
I think it's like 40% of men will have a urinary incontinence issue at some point. So it's not just women.
And let me say something very important that I wanted to mention. I went on TV on Telemundo 2 days ago to talk about it to the Hispanic community also. And one of the reasons why a lot of people who are elder who go to the senior living communities is because of incontinence. They are embarrassed because they're peeing themselves. So we can fix that. We can fix that non-invasively and not having to show any private parts of your body. It's just you sit down and it's just the magnetic waves is working and attracting those muscles. But it also helps men with erection dysfunction. So there are men who want to go out there and getting active again. Let's get the blood circulation flowing again. And they come and they're happy. They're leaving, you know, like they can go back in dating. And even for women who gave birth, you know, they gave birth and, you know, they want to get tighten those walls again after birth, come by in. And then women or men with UTIs, you know, so a lot of great benefits to maintenance and, you know, it's that just opened the doors to everything else that we have going on because this new machine the pain recovery is the same technology, but people mm-hmm. who have surgeries, people who have, you know, pain in their body, the same technology from the pelvic we can fix, and it's also built through the insurance. So
you want to hear a crazy story speaking about the PMF, the pulsed electromagnetic fields?
Yeah.
So we have a family member that went skiing and shattered their pelvis in like seven places, like really bad. And as you know, there's nothing you could do about it. It's just rest, be careful, like let it heal. It has to heal on its own.
Yeah.
He was friends with someone that helped very expensive horses heal quickly, right? So you're talking about like $1 million horses. And he had a MagnaWave pulse electromagnetic field, the PEMF.
Yeah.
And wrapped that around his pelvic area and healed himself like that.
Wow.
So when folks question some, you know, because remember, modern medicine will talk shit about this all day long because they want surgery. They want you on medication and they want surgery. They don't want you to know that if you have ED, that you could probably do a million Kegel exercises. And I know I'm exaggerating,
but
think about it. What the pelvic chair is really doing is just replicating thousands of Kegel exercises. So it does show you that it's muscle memory, muscle contraction, and to stay healthy. Same thing with this PEMF.
Yeah.
This was actually a NASA technology, which I think is brilliant because these people are up in space dealing with radiation, muscle atrophy, and you name it. I think what you're doing is wild. I'm a huge fan of it personally. And
awesome.
I know a lot of people are like, okay, let her speak. I don't believe in any of it. She's passionate about it. I'll be respectful. In 2025, I happen to fear the white lab coat, and I'm way more into the alternatives to, invasive. A lot of this stuff is non-invasive. It's what I love it. And there's so much to talk about today with your brand, but I wanted to start with that core competency, which is the pelvic chair, urinary incontinence. Just for the audience, you're talking about millions at any day and any moment in time. There are tens of millions of people dealing with this, including my own mom, who's dealing with it right now. I mean, every time I make her laugh, she tells me to stop making her laugh because she's going to pee herself. Like, it's just the way it goes, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So on top of that now, let's continue through this model. I want to go through revenue streams.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about all of these additional revenue streams like limp plumping, which I thought was brilliant. Are you doing that hyaluronic acid? Are you doing that with the injection through pressurized air?
Yeah. So we're doing a lot of great things. Those are the one of them as well. But we also do the fillinets, which is, I call it the biofillers as well. It's something that I'm very in love with. I do want to go more holistic. And Tina and myself are like, we want to try to avoid using as much as we can, avoid toxins, right? Because I don't want to be a traditional medical spa. As you know, medical spas are very saturated. There's many out there. There's a few franchises. I've done my research. I've studied them. And, you know, as a developer, it's what we do. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? I really need to build something unique, very different. So the biofillers is using your own blood, and you make it into a gel, and then you can do a facelift instead of using a toxin, which is usually what is commonly known for people to use, is to do a facelift using a lot of toxins, things that don't belong in your body.
That's
it can cause effects later. So, you know, lips, we do that, fillers, we do that using your own blood. We have a skincare line where we, you know, it's so me, you take your own, blood, we put it into a
centrifuge,
you know, and then you can use your own skincare line using your own blood. We use anti-age, which is also like, stem cells, which is really good for your skin. But we also have plant stem cells. So we have both. So again, it's all the holistic. And then we also have hormone palettes, which is for hormone palettes are, I know a lot of competitors have that in their clinic as well. I believe in it because it we also look at the inside of the core. If you're having hair loss, we want to figure out why you're losing hair. Is it your hormones? Is it maybe your something else going on with your blood work that we don't know about. So we always do blood work at every single consultation that we request so we can understand what's going on. We partner up with a lot of vendors for supplements that are nutraceuticals, which is really avoid the drugs, avoid all of that, and really getting you on a routine to get you feeling better. Now we got your trust because we stopped the pee, right? We got your dignity back, and now let's make you feel good and make you look
right. Pretty. Now I have knee pain. Now yes. I have knee pain, right? 78 years old, hip, knee, joints.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's great. So you're doing what is it called? Platelet-rich plasma. So yes. You're doing PRP.
We do PRP. What,
okay, time out though. You're doing this at the local level or you outsource some of this stuff? You have centrifuges spinning blood in the med spa?
That is for a full-on medical spa. So we have both. We had a studio level franchise model and then the full-on medical spa. So we have three locations that are full-on medical spas. The new owner opening up in downtown Phoenix would be a full-on medical spa. And the other ones are studio models that focus more on pelvic and upper pelvic. And they do hair restorations. And they also do the, we've implemented the hyperbaric chamber. We've implemented red light therapy. We've implemented infrared sauna. And then the machines for chronic pain. So we really want to be your spot where you come in. And we're going to fix you up.
That is unbelievable. That's a lot of services. I like it. You have two NASA technologies in your brand, red light therapy. I don't know if you know the history behind it. NASA folks in outer space had abrasions on their hands and they were using red light therapy to grow plants in outer space. And they noticed that their hand abrasions were healing like really fast.
Yeah.
And they concluded that it was a red light therapy from being under it, dealing with the plants that was causing it. And then this became a huge deal. I just love all these technologies that have come out of space programs and again, non-invasive technologies. You have muscle toning. I noticed photo rejuvenation. So fade spots, hyperpigmentation of your skin.
Yeah.
Me doing so many things. Lifted jawline, which I thought was very interesting.
Yes, those are non-surgical. I call them non-surgical facelift. We partner up with amazing vendors who want to see us grow. And they've done a great job, you know, providing support to my owners. But we implemented two machines. One is it's laser fat removal with skin tightening and, muscle toning. So this machine, the owners are getting all the equipment that my owners are getting are going to be the latest technology out there, but also very affordable. And they're getting more in one device and just having one thing, right? So it's booty lift, skin tightening in their stomach, get rid of the fat, let's get you toned. A lot of women who are, 40 plus, who, lost a lot of elasticity in their neck. If this is, hanging, we can tighten that back. And all of our testimonials are, we have before and afters. It does work. And women are willing to pay a lot of money or enough to say, I don't want to go under the table. Let's just, do a maintenance program and get, this fix, my face fixed naturally, holistically, and with no pain, non-surgical. That's what we want to be known for.
Mm-hmm. Love it. I think it's great. Talk to me about the revenue of the business, meaning where is the money coming in? Is the pelvic chair the leader and then everything else is ancillary or no? We're adding all these new lines that's not true any longer.
The Bijou brand is known for the pelvic. The V is the V stands for the vagina, right? That's what it was about. And rejuvenate is rejuvenate the vagina. That was the beginning of the history of the name.
Okay.
But then that changed because we have a lot of men coming in. So that's why we switched it to Bijou, and it's pronounced Bijou, The pelvic has been the number one for the past 3 years or 4 years. Now that we've implemented the medical spa, we've been getting a lot of not the injectables. Injectables are not our moneymaker. It's not what we're known for. We're known for the hair restorations and chronic pain. So we've noticed that the machine for the for soft tissue repair or muscle repair, all of those are what we're selling the most. But also the hair restorations and the face, the non-surgical facelift is what we're being known for in the medical spa side of the business, right? But Bijou pelvic will always be not the number one making service, but is what brings traffic to your location. So
right.
when they come to visit you, now you have like 20 clients in a day or 30 clients in a day coming in for pelvic. What we do is train those girls and those employees to cross-train them and convert them to the other services. So it's what we're doing right now in our pilot location and all of our corporate location, and it's been working. So our marketing budget, we spend more money on segments on TV because when people hear us that we're giving them a free consultation, a free service, and that they might not have to pay not even a dime for their service because of insurance, we're going to get a lot of traffic. So we get like 40, 50 calls in just one segment we go live, you know?
Right.
So
I believe it.
With that, then we have the traffic. So now we have to train our team very well to be able to convert those people to other services and education. So that's what we're aiming for, is to train our owners properly so that they can actually grow their practice. And every location might be different, you know, but for us has been the skin tightening, the non-surgical skin tightening, the hair restorations and the pain machines outside of the pelvic.
It's amazing to hear you say that. So you're young. You said it. You said you're going to be 36.
Now.
You actually said TV commercials, TV spots, TV, right? I haven't heard that in forever. What's old become, right? There's still marketing. We've abandoned some of the basic strategies, which is PR, put yourself out there, play in traffic, get on the news, hire a PR company, get on the local channel, like local. You don't have to be on national TV. It's a local brand. Get on local TV. These things work and they work great. It really just gives you a ton of credibility. Everyone today, it's just social media. We need to get influencers to sit in the chair. It's wild to hear you say that, and it's working and you're building it. Do you have an earnings claim, or will you? Where are you now with an item 19?
Yeah, we are going to renew the FDD in April. So we'll be including that hopefully next year coming in. We did not, because we franchised it very late. And the pelvic sales numbers, we combine them all together. So now, because we want to grow all across, we're going to separate the gross revenue for each location. And we didn't do that in the beginning. So I'm fixing a lot of things that my partner did not do right in the beginning. So we're in a fixing stage, right? So, but I can say this, we've generated, in just the pelvic, because the pelvic is not what we're franchising, right? What we're franchising is a medical spa. But we're going to allow the owners to add the pelvic in their clinics, and it's an option. It's not really a requirement. So, but we made over $1 million with 5 locations combined. So, you know, just with the chair. And that's just with the insurance, not with cash, just insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
So insurance, so 200 grand per location, just for the pelvic chair, insurance reimbursement only, not private pay revenue.
Correct. So,
holy crap.
This is what I told the owners. It doesn't sound a lot, but if you do the math and if you do your pro forma for a medical spot, that can cover your rent. That can cover your employees. And we're giving you a share, you know, or sharing that revenue with you. So you're not paying for the equipment. So in a way, it makes a lot of sense for you to be part of this brand.
Interesting. All right. So you have a ton of revenue streams. There's revenue streams I'm not even going to mention, just out of the interest of time. But if anyone is interested, obviously visit the VGU website, and then you could go through all the services that you offer. Yep. It's plentiful, to say the least. I love the fact that you're doing insurance reimbursement, which also shows some indication of FDA approval on these machines.
Absolutely.
And it also shows that insurance companies realize that these do work. And we will be willing to reimburse.
I have to say this. You know, one thing that we offer the owners as well is that we do the in-house billing for them, because we want to make sure that the billing is done correctly to avoid any problems. We've offered the billing in-house. So
nice.
The owners don't have to worry about doing any of that. We literally are taking away a big responsibility where a lot of owners do not want to have. And for our purposes is to make sure that we're being compliant and doing things the right way to avoid any legal problems, right? And that's one of the reasons why Tina and I, you know, did not want to franchise, because it's like, how do we trust owners really following the proper, you know, codes and all that stuff? And we just say, you know what, let's keep it in-house. You know, let's keep it in-house and just make sure that we cover all of our bases and report it to the insurance the right way. And if something's wrong, we can talk to the owner about those things, right? So we've done a great job with that, and the owners won't have to worry about the billing.
That's great. I know everyone listening is saying this sounds involved and I need really intelligent, licensed, certified employees. Tell us what we need to own a med spa like this with all these services that you offer.
Yeah. So what I love about what we've done is we've done our research. Every state is different. As you know, every state has different requirements. And Arizona is a very easy state to work with when it comes to those licensing things. But I do have a medical director. He's a very well-known OBGYN and MD. He has more than 40 years in experience. He's actually one of our partners as well in the business. And he is a virtual medical director for pretty much the whole Arizona. And for any other friendly state, if he's licensed in that state, he will be the one working with those owners as well. But right. If there is a full-on medical spa and it's a state that require a medical director to be the owner, then those are things that we need to, you know, talk about when the time comes. But to run the location, you know, to start up the business, you just need about 3 employees. It's a very low labor, no more than 3. We'll train everyone to do the pelvic and the chronic pain. They don't need to be licensed as long as they pass the training, as long as there is a medical director in their location that is, you know, supervising their work and everything, and they're doing the consultations. We can bill for that location, right? So an RN, if you do a full-on medical spa, you need an RN to be able to perform services and be skilled, obviously. But for the studio, and if it's just pain and the pain recovery model with the pelvic, you just need someone who is in love with the brand. And you know what's so funny about this? That in surprise, our West location, 83-year-old lady is our manager at that pelvic location. She's 83 years old.
She's probably your best testimonial, right?
She is the most successful woman because she can relate to our customers, and she's a hard worker person. And we actually hire the people that some companies don't want to hire. We hire those people, you know? But the ones who can perform the services, they have to be licensed, an RN. We have an MA. So I like to get an employee who is dual licensed or has 3 licenses under their belt. We just hire 2 girls who are a esthetician, MA, and an RN. Those kind of girls, you know, bring a lot of value to me because they can do multiple services at a time.
Absolutely. Right. Like phlebotomy, you're using the RN to draw blood for the PRP instead of having another phlebotomist and stuff like that. That's great. Very smart. What is the square footage of this operation? I saw the healing room, right? Yeah. With all the zero gravity chairs. I'm like, okay, that's a big space. Yeah. What are we looking at square footage wise?
So the sweet spot, I would say, you know, for a studio, you know, 500 to 800. For a full-on medical spa, maybe 1,200 square feet. For the people who opt in for the great thing about this is that we've redesigned a few things, right? And because we want to make sure that the owners, the franchisees are they're maximizing the room size and they're maximizing the lobby, right? So for the pain recovery studios with the pelvic, you can get a big space that has a big lobby and you can put up to 8 machines in one lobby, like the stretch lab, like the IV treatment rooms. You can treat 8 people at a time if you desire, if you have a space for it. But now you can treat 8 people. You can make a lot of money that way. But if you had only 4 rooms, then you're kind of capped out at 4 rooms. So what we've done is make a bigger space in the lobby or an area where there's more room for the pain. And then for the pelvic, that's more intimate. We understand that. But there are people who just want to come in with yoga pants or they have boxers or they have some workout shorts who they feel comfortable sitting down with someone next to them. But if there are a few clients who want to take their underwears off and have like a blanket over, then those ones require their own private room. So the space doesn't need to be too big, but we found a way to make it where we have clients who are used to, they want to talk to other people. It's like a networking group. Right. People come in and they like to mingle with everyone else. So it's really
they're all like-minded. We're all in here for the same reason, right? I mean, so I could see that there's an affinity to the service, the product, the ailments, what they're trying to cure. Absolutely. I could totally see them connecting, you know, instantly. So investment, you mentioned investment. Your investment range is one of the widest I've ever seen in franchising. And now I think I know why. You're either a clinic or you're full med spa. And that's this. Describe the investment range you know, for these two different modalities you have, because you have the clinic and then you have full med spa.
Yeah. So for the studio, it's more of an a la carte. We are easy to work with. I am not one of those franchisors that is super strict that it has to be this way, because each location, and I am in a certain extent in certain things, but in working with franchisors myself and other companies, I've seen and I've learned, and a lot of owners, they want to have a voice and they want to, you know, customize a few things. For example, like in Winkenberg, we have a customer who used to be a dental owner who wants to open up a clinic, but he's in love with the pelvic chair. And I told him, we can do that, but you do have to buy an actual franchise. So either the pain recovery or the medical spa, and then we can add the pain. So just to give you an example very quickly, the range for him, because he's going to a location that it is going to be about, you know, I think 1,000 square feet, you know, the investment for the machines for between 300,000 to a high of 500,000 for the initial investment. That's for the studio, but we're doing a la carte, which is the pain recovery and some of the medical spas, which is the hair treatments, but then he's doing the pelvic, right? But there's no cost for him for the pelvic. It's just the pain and the medical spa, which is not a full-on medical spa. It's a studio. Now, for a full-on medical spa, you're talking about PRP, injectables, the laser fat removal. You're adding a lot of more equipment. And that can go up to a $1.6 million investment, because you're talking about something so big. Now, for a full-on medical spa, it can go up to that. And I've seen other franchisors go beyond that, but you're talking about like almost 10 treatment rooms and you're, you know, five employees and you're having a full-on medical director on a salary. So it's a lot more bigger investment, right?
Definitely.
But I am more of like less, I don't allow owners to buy more equipment that's not necessary. So I do a meeting with them and I talk about a strategy to really figure out, you know, exactly how much money they have, what is their liquid capital, what is their budget, and then I can customize a medical spa VG for them. Because we have two brands and one, you know, company. We call them the VG Ventures, right? We got the pain, and then we got the medical spa, and then we got the pelvic. But the pelvic is just the pelvic and the upper pelvic, right? So, but that is an option to add in any of those other models. So pretty much it's two things. You know, the infrared sauna, all those things is something that I'm doing separately because I'm doing a combo brand. But it is going to be part of the VG Ventures. I'm just still in the middle of getting that organized. Right. But right now what we're franchising is VG Med Spa with the pelvic, you know, and the pain is going to be another option for people who do not want to do the medical spa. They just want to do, I want the pelvic and I want pain. And then I want the infrared sauna. I want just wellness for people who want to get better. Okay, I have this option for you. So I have two for them.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. I like it. And I think those are your money makers. I mean, everyone has chronic pain, right? There's a lot of people with incontinence. There's a lot of people with, you know, just issues sexually. And I think that you're solving a lot of problems for people and avoiding medications and surgery. So I think you're those few boxes, which is a more reasonable investment level, you have a viable business, obviously.
Yes.
All right. So a lot of our clients, a lot of our listeners love an item 19. So just hearing you, you will have it. You just don't have it at the moment, but you're in renewal season right now.
Yeah.
So all right, great. Is it like, give us like a teaser. Is it impressive? Like, are we going to be like, wow, this is great?
Yes. Because the investment is, it might be very big when it comes to full on medical spa, but you actually are more profitable because the labor is so low. And you're going to break even a lot more faster because we're kind of guaranteeing you that you're going to have people walking in your door with the pelvic. I feel very confident about the numbers and I'm working with my accountants and CPAs right now to get that finalized. And, you know, per my attorney, he's like, you can't say more than what's on the FDD.
I don't know. Right. I get it. Exactly.
But I do share numbers when it comes to the pelvic because I want them to know, because that's not what I'm franchising, but that is what we generate this amount of money when you open up and you're the only one in your area. Can you only imagine what you can make?
Right. Exactly. It's very cool. I like the model a lot. And you're offering financing options for the customer who's coming in saying, hey, I really need this. It's maybe unaffordable. I'll go on the beauty vanity, not the healing side, like the beauty side and want enhancements and stuff. And you're providing financing options for those folks too.
Yeah. For those customers who come in.
That's right.
Yeah. We have charity, there are certain ways membership programs for them as well. So absolutely.
I wanted to talk about that on the membership piece. How does that work? Like, give me an example of, well, here's our most popular membership plan, and this is what they get for it.
Yes. My favorite one is the muscle toning membership, which is the for people who do not qualify for the insurance. We build a $40 a month membership, and they get 50% off pretty much everything that is muscle therapy. So there are a few people who come in for the lower and then the upper. So remember, the upper pelvic is the stomach, is your core. So some people who have a strong core have a strong pelvic because they're able, to not lift the box and not pee themselves, right? So what we've done is, like, if you don't get approved by insurance, we don't want you to pay $400 for a stomach or a butt lift, or maybe the guys want to work on their arms or their chest. But the $40 a month membership gives you 50% off. So you get the chair for $100 per session, and you get the stomach and any other part of your body for $200 per session, unlimited.
Okay. The chair is what? Is it 30 minutes? What's a session by time?
30 minutes, yeah.
It is 30. Okay, got it. And like if I was in an infrared sauna, something like that, these are just timed sessions in these
15 minutes for the infrared saunas and the relim therapies, yeah. For everything we have a time. Mm-hmm.
And all these pieces of equipment with these expenses, are you seeing SBA? Are we doing equipment leasing through the manufacturer?
Yeah.
What are you seeing with getting these deals funded?
Yeah, very good question. So all of our vendors are amazing. Like I said to you, they're literally helping our owners fund. They're offering, leasing and finance options for them as well. Pretty much all of our vendors are offering that. And then we, as a franchisor, are buying the pelvic and the upper pelvic machines, and we're just going to partner up together and share the royalties together on that. So very, very affordable and very attractive for sure.
Okay. That's good to hear.
SBA as well. Yes. SBA, 401k rollover with Guardian, all that good stuff. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. I want to go back to the customer acquisition piece. A lot of people can't do what you do. They can't do media. They're uncomfortable putting themselves out there like that. You're obviously very comfortable. What other ways are there?
I mean, I a lot of talking, a lot of networking, a lot of, I would say a lot of networking, a lot of PR. I've throughout the years, I've learned to just, talk to people, our own customers who come in are, people who want to buy a franchise. So I would say for a franchise owner, just, having, someone, a partner or an employee who wants to be out there and talk and be involved, it's going to help you a lot,
Right. I could see marketing directly to holistic, medicine folks. Like one of your videos was a holistic dentist and he had shoulder pain, right?
Yeah.
And it's like that's right. I could see someone banging on his door, emailing him saying, hey, we're in town. This is what we do. You're holistic. We're holistic. You're alternative. Let's refer.
Yeah. So marketing, one thing that I've noticed is video content has been crucial for me. I think that getting really good quality videos is important for an owner to know. For us, it's helped us. Marketing, SEO, Google Ads, I would say we try not to overspend money on those areas because we get a lot of fake leads, and we get a fake, customers that are not really customers. So we try to spend our money and more. What's worked for us most was segments on television, video content, and then just boosting those videos so that some of the viewers can watch it on Facebook, on Instagram, right?
Right.
LinkedIn is also good, but there's so many areas of opportunity for us to improve. But I would say even doing videos on YouTube channels is something that we're going to start implementing now, is our assistant is going to be working on uploading those videos on YouTube because they really want to be more out there and known. But really good video is very crucial. And like the one you saw with the dental testimonial,
Right.
He owns his own practice, by the way. And, you know, he is amazing. So he loves the pain machine a lot. So those are great videos and great testimonials that you want to have. And you want to have more testimonials than anything, I would say.
I could totally see this. Shorts are very popular. I don't need to see the journey of how the person came in, you know, with, let's say, deflated lips. And now they have, you know, beautiful, plump lips. I just need to see before and after. Just rapid fire before and after shorts. And it's like, wow, like this works. Yeah. You know, and then seeing someone just saying, you know, coming in an arm slant, and then they're playing pickleball. It's like, that's it. I'm cured. I could totally see a lot of shorts and people that really resonating with the audience. So you're absolutely right. You're healthier. You're giving back to your local community. You have a legacy. You're making money. You're doing something you love. It's great. I've enjoyed my time with you. I think it's great. We're right on the hour. I think this was an excellent episode, and I really appreciate you. I know you're busy, and I just want the audience to know, because we're going to put this on YouTube. You're in your car. You're opening locations. You're hustling around. I appreciate you not canceling. I appreciate you being here. I know it wasn't optimal to do this in your car, but I actually, because I was on every side of this business. I've been doing this over 20 years. I was a franchisor. I was you. I was doing site selection, lease negotiation, store openings, right? Blueprints, checking in on contractors. I get it. You're grinding it out. I have a ton of respect for you. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to hit subscribe for more great content. And if you're thinking about investing in a franchise, whether it's the one you just heard about or another opportunity, reach out to us at cliffn@franocity.com. That's cliffn@franocity.com. We look forward to working with you.